Hi, David. Borland's just releasing some new software, what I would call Delphi, but is now being called the Borland Developers Studio. And in fact, you are giving it all sorts of other alternative names. Why so many names?
We announced three specific products. All of them are part of and based on the Borland Developer Studio. So Delphi 2006, C++ Builder 2006, and C# Builder 2006. And that's so that Delphi customers, C++ Builder customers, and C# customers, C# Builder customers of ours will find the upgrade that they're looking for, find the newer version that they're looking for. And so...
But they don't need to buy all three products, right? If I want to program in all those languages, I only need to buy the one product.
Yeah, it's correct. They don't need to buy all three. If they buy Delphi 2006, the upgrade or new version, they get C# Builder, they get C++ Builder. They get Delphi for Win32, and they get Delphi for .NET as well. So there's no... That way, they only need to buy one. The license keys support all four languages. We have the three different levels of products, as we've always had. We have the Professional Edition, the Enterprise Edition, and for Delphi and for C# Builder, we have the Architect Edition as well. So it's the same software for each of those levels, but just named appropriately so that our customers can find the product. On each of the boxes, it says part of Borland Developer Studio, so that everyone knows that this is the underlying part of the product. So sometimes we use the term thinking about if you buy a DVD, there's a movie called Sin City, and there's four different package wrappers, but it's the same DVD underneath. And it's just so that people will, in this
case. So if I'm a C++ builder, if I was a C++ builder programmer, and I wanted, I felt loyalty to C++ Builder, that would be the one I would tend to be attracted to, but I'm not being cut out of any of the good stuff that a Delphi person would get. When I open my box, I'm getting the full suite of software.
That's correct. You get the full suite, all four languages, for the edition that you buy, whether it's Professional, Enterprise, or Architect. So that way, again, we have some customers that were using, let's say, Delphi and C++ Builder in the past. Maybe they're doing some consulting work in both languages. They had two different products, and we had offers for them. But this case, you get all four languages. And I say four languages because it includes Delphi for Win32, it includes Delphi for .NET, both of those languages, and the C# language for .NET, and the C++ language for Win32 currently. So, you know,
Now let's suppose that I'm already using one of those products. Let's say I'm committed Delphi programmer. Convince me that I need to upgrade. What am I going to get that I haven't already got?
So the new version of Delphi has, the team has spent a lot of time on quality performance. So there's the new fast code memory manager. We have used higher speed implementations of some runtime library routines. For developer productivity, there's in the design surface, there's something now called VCL Live Guidelines. So when you're dragging components and you're trying to relate them to other components on the form, there'll be snap to guidelines will appear so that you can do precise positioning of VCL components. And this is something that's built right into the VCL low-level component. So other components that you might have will get that same capability, and component developers can also add special capabilities for doing guidelining to help customers build up their forms. In the development environment, there is something new we call live templates. And what live templates are, they're scriptable and extensible ways to help in the editor to do increased productivity. So for example, you might type if as part of an if statement. In the past, we had our templates, code templates. And the code templates, you just hit a control J and they just expanded whatever the template was. In this case now, it knows the context of where you are. So for example, if you're defining a case statement and you're using a property of a component, it will populate the case statement with all the choices for the values of a property inside of a component. So they're interactive. There's a scripting language that you can build your own live templates as well for just increasing the productivity in the editing environment.
So I've used some of the these features in the pre-release version that I've been using. I mean, they're great to have, but if I'm a, you know, if I'm a committed Delphi user, are they really the sort of things that, you know, I just feel I can't live without? I mean, is there something more that's giving me in the sense of a new type of application I can program, or some new feature of the language that is really going to add to my productivity?
So for it depends on which platform you're building for. So for example, if you're building for .NET, then we have additional capabilities in our ECO model-driven development system. And so ECO allows you to define a model and define relationships to databases, and then you can build applications very easily from the models. So the productivity gain from there is you might have an existing database and you want to, in a sense, reverse engineer it, bring it into a model, and then use that model to create applications. For Delphi developers, we now have full UML modeling. So if you want to use model-driven development using UML, you can combine the ECO framework for doing persistent store, state-managed, connection-pooled, multiple database connectivity for robust applications. But you can also, for Win32 and .NET with Delphi, you can use UML 1.5 or UML 2.0 to get even higher levels of productivity by defining models, and then the source code gets generated for you. Or you can sit in the source code view and make changes and go back and look at the model view. So something that's been available in our JBuilder product for some time is now in the Delphi language as well.
Interesting you mentioned JBuilder. JBuilder is still being kept as a separate product line. You put all the other languages into the one environment.
Yeah.
Java has no part in that environment. Why is there that distinction?
Well, the distinction is more Java being used for cross-platform, multi-platform development. The Delphi, C++ Builder, C#, really the Borland Developer Studio, is for Win32 and for .NET development. Now, you can provide, there's connectivity ways that we have in our company, whether you do it at the CORBA interface level or at the web services level. But having integrated modeling now, you could have someone building the model and actually bring that into JBuilder, that model, bring that model into Delphi, and do the implementation parts that you need to do. Maybe you're going to build a Win32 or .NET front end to a back end service that's written in Java, for example, and you may want to use web services to do that. Maybe if you're working by yourself and you're doing some work for a customer, or maybe you're working in a larger team, maybe some members of the team are doing Java development and some people are doing Win32 and .NET development, and they'd all like to share the same model. Well, now with built-in modeling, we can bring the model into both products, do the implementation of the parts that need be done in each language. But really, Delphi, C++ Builder, C#, all part of the Borland Developer Studio, is for Win32 and .NET development.
So why is C++ restricted to Win32? Why isn't there a .NET version?
It's just the current version of our C++. It's been upgraded. The compiler's been upgraded since C++ Builder 6. We've added the Dinkumware C++ standard runtime library to get more C++ conformance. And so for this version, we've done the Win32 work to bring it along. In the world of .NET or managed C++ code, there's been changes in the implementation and definition of the language from Microsoft, originally managed C++, now C++ CLI. The ANSI ISO committee has not done anything yet. Microsoft has proposed those extensions to the language for managed code. And so we're watching, and on our roadmap, you know, we have intentions to support a stable, managed C++ extensions to the language. But for this version, we wanted to bring our C++ Builder 6 customers who haven't had an update in at least 3 years now, bring them up to the latest versions of all the VCL components, into the new development environment with all the code folding support and navigating between methods, the data explorer for drag and drop, easy create of database connectivity, new DB Express drivers for higher speed connectivity, Unicode support for DB Express, and also support for ADO and Interbase Express and so on. So all the things that have happened in versions of Delphi since C++ Builder 6 came out, all the C++ Builder customers now using C++ Builder 2006, part of Borland Developer Studio, they get all of those great benefits all at once. And then, you know, as we look to the future of 64-bit computing and managed code for C++ and so on, we have a roadmap for how over the next 3 years, and then it's a continuing roadmap moving forward, how we're going to continue to do more work to support our Delphi and C++ Builder customers as well.